So one ha'ara, as it relates to today's daf, the Mishnah said, Pashat, the Kohen Gadol took his clothing off, Yarad, he went to the mikvah, V'taval, he was tayvel. This is the first of the five tefillahs. This is the tefillah that happened b'chol. V'nestala, he came out of the mikvah, V'nestapi, he dried himself off. V'yulai, big days of. They brought him the big days of. V'lavash, he put the big days of on. V'kidesh yadav v'raglav, and he was mekadesh, his yadayim v'raglayim, and now it's time to do the avoida. They brought him the carbon tamid, and he went through the avoida of Yom Kippur. I heard once from Rabbi Yosef Arenster, the Rav in Alexander, he said over a story that the Chabina Rav was a young boy, he was a bacher, and he went to the mikvah. When he came out of the mikvah, he took a towel to dry himself off, and there was an elder yid that was there, and he saw this bacher drying himself off with a towel. Now apparently, al pi Kabbalah, a person's not supposed to dry himself off when he comes out of the mikvah. There's an idea not to take the mayim atahirim off your guf. You're supposed to keep it on you. So this yid sees the Chabina Rav come out of the mikvah, and he gave him a psak. He says, "Nu, as a modern ezach, you're drying yourself off with a towel." So the Chabina Rav looked at him, and he said, "Echabes gezein by a gudel." He said, "I saw this by a gudel." Anyways, the person didn't say anything. He walked out of the mikvah. When he left the mikvah, so someone came over to him and he said, "Bucher," he says, "which gadol did you see this by?" So he told him, "I saw it by the Kohen gadol." The Mishnah says, "Pashad yarad v'taval, olav v'nestapik." That when he came out of the mikvah, he used to dry himself off. Chabz gezein by your gadol. I saw it by the Kohen gadol. The truth is, the Rambam, when he brings this halacha of the five tefillos that the Kohen gadol had to do in Yom Kippur, so the Rambam emphasizes the fact that he was Yarat V'taval, Allah, he came out, V'nestapik, and he dried himself. And the Mishnah Lamelech, in Perik Beis, Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippur, Malacha Beis, he clears. He says, this that the Mishnah says, V'nestapik, this that the Rambam said, V'nestapik, is that a chiyuv, or is it Urcha de Milsa Naka? Meaning, the Kohen Gadol had to dry himself with a towel. It was part of the Avodah on Yom Kippur, so to speak. That this was one of the things he had to do. He went to the mikveh, he came out, he had to dry himself off. There was a din, v'nestapik. There was a chiyuv, v'nestapik. Or maybe no, he didn't have to dry himself off. If he wanted to, he could. It wasn't something he had to do, so why does the Mishnah say v'nestapik? Because usually, if someone gets really wet, and now he's going to get dressed, he's first going to dry himself off. He's first going to be v'nestapik. Said the Mishnah Melech, that yesh loimar, that really it's a chiyuv. And he says, I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara says in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Yotes Amar Aleph, Boi Rava. Rava cleared a shayla. Nichneso loy ruach bebigdei mahu. What would be if the Kohen put on his bigdei kahuna and a little bit of wind, a little bit of ruach came in between his body and the bigdei kahuna? Is it a problem or is it not a problem? Meaning, is the ruach a chatzitza or is it not a chatzitza? Lameisa, Rava wasn't poishet his shayla. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash paskins that if the Kohen had ruach, literally wind, little space, come in between his body and his big day kuna, the halach is it would be possible. Said the Mishnah Melech, you see from here that ruach is a chatzitza when it comes to big day kuna. Meaning big day kuna had to be on the body of the Kohen. So much so that if a little bit of ruach came in between, it was going to be a problem. So the Mishnah Melech says it's possible why the Kohen Gadol had to be nestapik. The reason he had to dry himself is because if he wouldn't dry himself, if there was water on his guf, the mayim would be a chatzitza. And he says, madach ruach is a chatzitza. So certainly Maya would be a chatzitza. So says the Mishnah Melech, nearly that when the Rambam said v'nestapik, Lashon HaMishnah, throughout Masechtas Yuma, v'nestapik, it's not just because that's usually what people do when they emerge from the mikvah, but rather the v'nestapik is a din. And the reason there's a din is because the big day kuna had to be on the guf of the Kohen. And if it wasn't on the guf of the Kohen, you're going to run into a chatzitza problem. How do I know that? Zvachim Yotes Amar Aleph. And you see from there that even a ruach is considered a chatzitza, and if even a ruach is considered a chatzitza, so kal v'chomer mayim would be considered a chatzitza, and if mayim would be considered a chatzitza, so based on that, there's no question, said the Mishnah Melech, that locha v'nestapik is going to be l'maisa. The Ram didn't just say it because urcha de milsa nokat, but rather it's a chiyuv, and the reason it's a chiyuv is because otherwise the mayim would be a chatzitza. The Chidah in the Sefer Birchei Yosef, an Erech Chaim Simen Chav Zayin, brings this Mishnah Melech, and he says, "Shamati makshin ala Rav Mishnah Melech." said, I heard a question that people ask on the Mishnah Malach. And this question is from a Gemara, a classic Gemara. In Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Samachei Amid Beis. The Gemara there discusses Erev Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, which was the scene of all scenes. And one of the things that happened was they brought a lot of karbonas. Not just that, the Kehanim used to plug the drain in the floor of the Azara. And the reason is, says the Gemara, Shvachu Lebnei Aharon Sheyelchu Ad Arkevaseim Bedam. Because it was a shvach. It actually made the Kayanim look beautiful, that they were knee-deep in blood. This wasn't just blood, but this is from the Hilag Avoida on Erev Pesach, and shvach hu l'bnei Aharon, sheyelchu ad arkev yisayim adam. Freak the Gemara, I don't understand. There's a halacha that when a Kayan did the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, he had to be standing on the floor. If he was standing on a platform, on a pedestal, the Avoida was possible. Meaning, there couldn't be anything that was chaytzeitz between the Kayan and the floor of the Azara. A chatzitza would be a problem. So freaking Gemara, I don't understand. How could the Kohen be standing at Arkev Yisayim Bedam if there's dam in between him and the floor of the Azara? So there's a chatzitza. If there's a chatzitza, so he's not standing on the floor of the Azara, that's a psul in the Avodah. So the Gemara says, it's not a problem. Why? Lachu. Because the dam is lach, it's a liquid. A davar lach doesn't have the ability to be chaytzitz. So says the Chidah, I heard a kasha that people ask on the Mishnah Melech, then how could the Mishnah Melech say that when it says in the Mishnah, Yorad v'taval olav v'nestapik, it's davka v'nestapik. The Kohen had no choice but to dry himself before he put on his big dekuna, because otherwise it would have been a chatzitza. L'chayra, mayim is a davar lach. It's a Gemara, Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Samachim and Beis. Just like the blood wasn't a chatzitza for the Kohen while he was doing the avoid, the standing knee deep in blood, so too the mayim that's on the goof of the Kohen Gadol while he puts on the big day kuna shouldn't be a chatzitza either. Says the Chidah, it's a Geshmacha Kasha, but it's Pasha that the Kasha is a toys. Because Freik the Chidah, I want to ask you a question. The Gemara says in Zvachim Yotesam and Aleph that if nichnas a ruach, if there's a little bit of ruach in between the guf of the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen and the big day kuna, that's going to be a chatzitza. Is ruach a chatzitza? It's nothing. It's just ear. Ear is not a chatzitza. Elamai. It's muvur from that Gemara that when it comes to big day kuna, there's a halacha that the big day kuna have to be directly on the body of the Kohen. Meaning, it's not the pshat that if there's something in between, it's a problem because there's something external that doesn't belong here because of chatzitza. The reason if there's something in between, it's a problem is because the big day kahuna now are not on the goof of the kohen and the big day kuna have to be on the kohen. The makar is, it says, u'michnesei bad yilbash al besorah. Al besorah means it has to be literally on the basar of the kohen. So says the chidah, it's pashit from the fact that ruach is considered a chatzitza. So I say meres, that the dinam of chatzitza as it relates to big day kuna are different than the dinam of chatzitza in kala tayra kula. Over here, it's not just you can't have a chatzitza. Over here, it means the big day kuna have to literally be on the goof of the kohen. Because otherwise, ruach wouldn't be a chatzitza. So if that's the case, it's pashit why mayim, even though it's a double ach, is going to be a chatzitza. You're right. In Hilchas Chatzitza of Kolat Ayrakulam, Davralach is not a Chaytzitz. Like in the Suya Mesachtas Pesachim Samachay Amid Beis. But over here, it's a different halacha. Over here, the halacha is the big day kuna has to be al basaray. Umichnesei bad yilbash al basaray. That's the word. And if there's a Davralach that's interposing, so it's not al basaray. I Davralach in a Chaytzitz. I'm not coming mitzad din a Chatzitza. I'm saying it's a felt in al basaray. And just like Ruach felt in al basaray, Das felt Eichet in al basaray. And says the Chidah, the truth is the Lashon of the Gemara in Zvachim is very Meduyik that way. By Rava, nichnas aloi ruach bebig day mahu al besorai beinan vehaleka. Oydil maderech levisha bekach. What's the tzad? It should be a problem. The Gemara doesn't invoke the word chatzitza al besorai beinan vehaleka because there's a din that it has to be physically al besorai, and because it has to be physically al besorai, that's why the Mishnah Lamelach said the Kohen Gadol had to dry himself off. Because if there would be mayim on his basar, so that means the mayim is al-basari, the big day kuna is not al-basari, but it has nothing to do with dinei chatzitza. Says the Chidah, based on this, I'm going to tell you a very important halacha that's negeya halacha l'maisa, even now we're umipnei chata'enu, galinu me'atzenu, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have Big Day Kuhuna, and we don't have the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, that's olav and estapik, but at the same time, this is something that's very, very negeya. The halacha is that a person is not allowed to put tefillin on top of his baguette. Meaning, your tefillin have to be on your guf. The Makar is a Mishnah Masechtas Megillah. It's also Gemara Masechtas Erichin Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Ironically, the Makar is actually Big Day Kuhuna. Because the Gemara says that the Kohanim, in the Beis HaMikdash couldn't wear the tefillin shel yad. Tefillin shel reish they were able to wear, but the tefillin shel yad they couldn't wear. Once upon a time, people used to wear tefillin the whole day. And the Kohanim at the Beis HaMikdash, you would think, for sure they should wear the tefillin, but they couldn't wear the tefillin shel yad. The reason is because the big dekuna had to be al basara, like we just said. They had to be directly on the basa. And if the big dekuna is going to be on your basa, where are you going to put the tefillin? You can't put the tefillin on your basa because the big dekuna is on your basa. And you can't put it on top of the beged because it can't be on the beged. So the halacha is that you can't put tefillin on top of a beged. The question is why not? Believe it or not, it's a machlokes rishayim. The rush in a tshuva, and the rush in his halachis ketanois, in the back of Masechtas Menachos, in Ilchas Tefillin, the Tzimin Yotcheh says that the reason you can't put tefillin on top of a beged is because there's a Hilchas Chatzitza in tefillin. Because there's a halach of Chatzitza, there can't be a Chatzitza between tefillin and your guf. So if you're going to put it on top of a beged, so now the beged's going to act as a Chatzitza, and based on that, it's going to be a problem. But if you look up the Rosh inside in the Tshuva, says the Chidah, the Rosh adds language that's very, very important. The Rosh says, why is there a halach of Chatzitza? He says, because it's no different than Big Day Kuhuna. It says in the Torah, Michnese Bad Yilbasham Basara. And from there, Chazal knew that the Big Day Kuhuna had to be directly on the gulf of the Koy. Michnese by Ruach, Rava Zibaya, Svachim Yotesam and Aleph would be a problem. Just like it says, Michnese Bad Yil Basara, regarding the Big Day Kuhuna, it says regarding Tefillin, Ukshartam Loisa Yadecha. It says that the tefillin shel roish has to be b'nei necho, and the tefillin shel yad has to be on your yad. So just like Chazal darshan umichnas ebad yal besorei, al besorei means mamish al besorei. There can't be a chatzitza. So too, when it comes to tefillin, it has to be literally on your hand. It has to be literally b'nei necho, and there can't be a chatzitza. So says the Rosh. You want to know why the kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash couldn't wear tefillin shel yad? Put it on top of the bag. The Torah says no, because just like big day. Kahuna had to be on the body of the kohen, so too tefillin has to be on the body of the kohen. It's the same drasha essentially. What's the difference between the two drashas? If you darshan al, you darshan al. So lechur, you have the same drasha over here. Says the chidah, half of a fowl. He says, if that's the case, if the makar that there's a din chatzitza by tefillin is similar to big dekuna, then lechura it should work with the same gedarim as big dekuna. We just said, based on the Mishnah Melech, that the halacha that Big Day Kuna had to be on the goof of the Kohen, it's not just a halacha in Hilchas Chatzitza. It's deeper than that. There's a din that the Big Day Kuna had to make direct contact with the Kohen. L'may nafkamina. Even Mayim, which is a davar lach, which in Hilchas Chatzitza is not a chaytzeitz, but still in this instance it's going to be a problem. The reason is because at the end of the day, if there's Mayim, so the Big Day Kuna is not on your goof. By tefillin, it's the same thing. It's not enough that there's no chatzitza, but you need the tefillin to physically be on the body of the person while he's wearing tefillin. So says the chidah, I'll tell you a nafkamina. The Magen Avraham in Simen Chav Zayin brings from the Shlach Kaddish that the Shlach said that a person, before he puts on tefillin, he should wash his hair where he's going to put his tefillin, he should wash his hand where he's going to put on tefillin, because that's the makavadig thing to do. You shouldn't put your tefillin on a messy, dirty part of your body. It's like this, you wash yourself, you should be roichetz, because that's the kavadig way of doing it, says the chidah, that's okay. You can do that. That's what the shlah says. It's a very, very proper thing to do. But you better be sure that you dry your hair afterwards. Because just like the Kohen Gadol was Yarad V'Toval, he was Olav in Estapig, he had to make sure he dried his hair. He dried his guf. Why do you have to dry his guf? Because otherwise the Mayim is going to be a Chatzitza between his body and the Big Day Kuna. Ay Dover Lach is Enoi Chaytzitz. It's true Dover Lach is Enoi Chaytzitz. But here there's a din that the Big Day Kuna physically has to be on the body of the Kohen. So if Tefillin is the same thing, how do you know Tefillin is the same? Because the Rosh said that's the Makar. That Tefillin has a din Chatzitza just like by Big Day Kuna, so to Tefillin. So it sounds like it's like Big Day Kuna. So it's not enough that you don't have a Chatzitza. It has to literally be on Besaroi. It has to be on your hand. It has to be Beinei Necho. So if that's the case, even if you have a davar lach, which ordinarily is enei chaytzeitz, but over here, it's going to be a problem, because at the end of the day, the tefillin's not on your guf. So if that's the case, you want to be machmel like the shlah, that's very, very good. But you have to do what the Kohen Gadol did in Yom Kippur. You have to be poshat, yorad, v'toval, and you have to be olav in this topic. That's what the Chidah says in Simen Chav Zayin, based on his lumdis and his havana in the Mishnah Melech and Perek Beis and Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, and the Shita Sarash that says that dinei tefillin mirror dinei big day kahuna. The Chabina Rav in a tshuva, and this is in Doivav Meisharim, it's in Chelik Beis, it's Simon Lamed Zayin, was asked the question. The question was, is it okay to put on tefillin while you're wearing a watch? So you're wearing a watch, put on tefillin, so most people take their watch off. Do you have to take your watch off, or do you not have to take your watch off? The question was, is the watch a chatzitza, or is the watch not a chatzitza? So the truth is, in order to properly understand the Shiloh, we have to take a tiny step backwards. That is, the Mechaber in Hilchas Tefillin Simen Chav Zayin paskins the halach of the Rosh. You're not allowed to have any chatzitza between tefillin and your body. It doesn't matter if it's tefillin shel Rosh. You're not allowed to have any chatzitza. Says the Ramah, the dafko betfillin. This is only true regarding the tefillin. Avo beritzuyis ein lahakbet. But as it relates to the ritzuyis ein lahakbet, this is not something you have to worry about. So this halacha that there's a problem with chatzitza, that's true for the bottom. That's true for the actual tefillin. But as it relates to the ritzuyis, it's not a problem. The Taz is matmiya on this Ramah. The Taz says, I know where the Ramah got this halacha from. He got it from the Rajba. It's a Chuvas, a Rajba, Chelik, Aleph, Simen, Tov, Chav, Zayin. The Rajba wrote a lot of Chuvas. And it's in Chuvah number 827, just of Chelik, Aleph, of the Rajba. That's where the Ramah saw this, where the Rajba says, Mefurish, that even though there's a halacha of Chatzitza when it comes to Tefillin, but it's only regarding the Tefillin itself, it's not regarding the Ritzu. But says the Taz, if you look at the Rajba inside, the Rajba gave a huge disclaimer. He said that what I'm telling you now is true lahalacha, abaloy lemaisa. Sometimes the poskim would say, what I'm saying is lahalacha, aber nisht lemaisa. Right? That's why halacha lemaisa means something, because there is a concept in halacha of halacha abaloy lemaisa. So the rabbi said, that's the halacha, but it's loy lemaisa. Don't fear zich this way. It's a freak to taz, vitimani. But Mashiachlid Ramah Lagula, but it's I don't understand the Ramah. He got this halacha from the Rajba. The Rajba himself said, don't rely on it, that it's not lemaisa. The Magen Avraham brings this to me of the Taz. And the Magen Avraham says, Venerally, I think that the Ramah understood the Rajba, that even though the Rajba said, don't rely on it, Lamaisa, he only meant if you're going to put your tefillin on a baguette. It's like, literally, you're going to wrap the ritzuas on top of your shirt. That already he didn't like. Even though he said, Halacha, you could do it. But that's not Halacha, Avaloi Lamaisa. However, says the Magen Avraham, quote, Avo bedover mu'et hachoytzeitz, but if what you have is a davar mu'ud, it's something very insignificant, he says, over there, I don't think the Rajba held you have to be makbid. And in that case, the Rajba didn't have an issue at all. In other words, when it comes to chatzitza, what's the halacha as it relates to ritzuyis? So the Mechaber says, it doesn't matter if you're dealing with the tefillin shiyad, it doesn't matter if you're dealing with the tefillin shoresh. What about the ritzuyis? So the Ramah says that Ritzuas is okay. The Taz says, I don't understand the Ramah. You got it from the Rajba. The Rajba said, don't rely on an Elamaisa. The Magen Avraham said, I think the Ramah must have understood that the Rajba was only being machmer in a case where you're putting it on a beggar, not when you're just putting it on a double chaitis. So the bottom line is, it sounds like if you want to be mekel, yeshal mi lismoich, it's Ramah, the Magen Avraham. If you want to be machmer, that's the tmiyah of the Taz. Certainly yeshal mi lismoich. So it would sound like the preferable thing to do is to be machmer. And that's the feeling of the tshuva of the Tshuvina Rav. Meaning, the Tshuvina Rav was asked the Shaila by the Shaila, can I keep my watch on while I put on tefillin? So, v'chayra, it's Talia and the Shaila. This is chatzitza. We're dealing with ritzuos. Being that we're dealing with ritzuos, so you can be mekel, you can be machmer. L'chura, you should be machmer. That's the simple approach to the Shaila. But the Shaila asked the Tshuvina Rav a Gishmak Shaila. He wanted to know, if my watch has a leather band, is that different? And his suggestion was that maybe if the band is leather, it's not a problem. And the reason is, because it's a shita, we paskin this way, that min b'minoy ein noy chaytzeitz. So even though there's something called chatzitza, but if the davar chaytzeitz is of the same material of the thing that it's being chaytzeitz of, min b'minoy ein noy chaytzeitz. So the tefillin is made of leather. If you're band of your watch is also made of leather, since mimamina. So mimamina ain't a chaitzis. So based on that, the shoyl told the Tshuvina Rav, maybe it should be okay. So the Tshuvina Rav was mafalful a little bit, whether a leather band watch, klape tefillin, would be considered mimamina. And the reason is, because even though it's true they're both made of the same material, but the watch, the leather watch, is chayil. And the tefillin is chaydish. And being that one is Chayim and one is Kodesh, it could be in the world of Mim B'Minoi, it's actually not considered Mim B'Minoi, but rather it's Mim B'She'enoi Minoi. This is based on a famous Ran of Masechtas Nedarim, in the Sugya Mim B'Minoi, Mim B'She'enoi Minoi, the Ein Kama Kodesh. But the point is, Shabina Rav said, I don't know if I agree with that Anacha, because it could be Chayim and Kodesh is not Mim B'Minoi. It's a different Mitzvah. One's Chayim, one's Kodesh. Lahavdu ben Kodesh L'Chayim, right? Like the Chassam Sofer we spoke at in Avri Pesach, the whole world's either Kodesh or Chayim. It's two different things. There's Lahavdu ben Kodesh L'Chayim. And it's not the same. That makes it by definition Mim B'She'enoi Minoi. Either both made out of the same leather, I hear. But one's tefillin and one is a zayger. You can't compare the two things. So the Chabina Rav said, I'm not sure I'm masking that a watch and ritzuah said tefillin is Mim B'Minoi. But he said, besides, the ha'ara, although it's gishmak, is a toast. He says, you know why? Because what's the makar t'chatzitza by tefillin? The makar is the rush. The rush said that just like there's a din chatzitza by big day kahuna, so too there's a din chatzitza by tefillin. In other words, the makar the chatzitza by tefillin is big day kahuna. And it's mavur in the Mishnah of Melech and Berak Beis, Halacha Beis, and Elchaz Avodas Yom Kippurim, that the din chatzitza, as it relates to big day kahuna, is different than dinei chatzitza and kala Torah kula. It's not a din chatzitza. It's a din that the big day kahuna has to be al besari, umichta se ba'adil b'shal besari, has to be directly on the guf. And it's for that reason, even things that are not chaytzeit, like a davar lach, mayim, is nei chaytzeit, but pasha yarav atav olav and stopping. Why? Because Mayim would be Chaytzeit. And it's for that reason the Chida said in the Birkei Yosef that if you want to be Machmel like the Shlo, you want to wash your hair before you put on tefillin every morning, Ashrech of a Tovloch, Tovi Yalav Bracha. But at the same time, you have to wipe your hair. Because even though Mayim is a double lach, it's only Chaytzeit, but tefillin mirrors the laws of Big Day Kahuna. And over here it has to be Al-Basari Mamish. So he says, if that's the case, Yeish Loimar, if you're going to be Machmer and say that the laws of Chatzitz apply even to Ritzuos, Nimba Mina Eino Chaytzeit is not going to help you. Because it's true, it's Eino Chaytzeit, but at the end of the day, at the end, is the tefillin on your hand or it's on your watch band? It's on your watch band. And because it's on your watch band, even though it's true in Hilchas Chatzitza, Mim B'Minoi Eino Chaytzeit, but it's a chesaron because it's not al-Basari, it's valdi. And if it's not al-Basari, it's going to be a problem. In other words, just like the Chida said in Simen Chav Zayin, that Dover Lach, which is not Chaytzeit, in tefillin is Chaytzeit, based on the Mishnah of Melech and Berak Beis, Halacha Beis, and Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim. The same said that Chabina Rav, Gevaldik, would be true regarding the din of Mim B'Minoi Eino Chaytzeit. It's true it's Eino Chaytzeit, 100%, but it's still not Al-Basar. And because it's not Al-Basar, it's for that reason it's going to be a problem. But we'll just end with one postscript to this, and that is Rabbi Avadya Yosef in a tshuva, and this is in Chelek Gimel, in Yechaveh Das, it's Simon Beis. So he was asked the same question. Ha'im tzrichem min adin lohasar eshoin hayad be'ez hanachas ha'tfilin mishum chatzitza oila. Does a person have to take his watch off while he's putting on tefillin or not? And he goes through the sugya with more mara mekoymes, kedarki bakoydish, but at the end of the day, it boils down to a ramah and a taz and a magan avram, and he comes out as follows. Sikum. Mitzad adin ein tzorich lohasar eshoin hayad be'ez hanachas tefillin. You certainly don't have to. The hamachmer lahasira. If somebody does tavay ala bracha, it's a good thing. You don't have to because Ramah says you don't have to. If you machmer tavay ala bracha, why? Because the Tanya says you should. So in simple, that's what it is. But if you go through the tshuva, he brings a bunch of poiskim that were machmer and others that were mekel. So he goes through his makilim. He says v'chein pasuk b'shalas tshuvas meramer rutenberg achrayim. I'm coming here in the middle. V'chein hayra lahakel hagoyin mitchabin radoyv berish Weidenfeld. He says, one of the makilim was the Dove of Meshar. Now, the truth is, if you go through the tshuva that we just learned, the Chabina Rav wasn't Mekel. The Chabina Rav was Machmer. So there's a little footnote. There's a little Hagah on the bottom of the Yechaveh Das that was written by Rabbi Avadya Yosef. So he says as follows. Hine, Hagoyim et Chabin Zatzal, b'shailat tshuva's Dove of Meshar, m'chelok beis helo l'hachmer b'nidin dinan. That's the tshuva we just learned. He said that really you should be Machmer. So why am I saying that he was Mekel? He says, k'shezachisi, this is Rabbi Avadya Yosef talking about the Chabina Rav. When I had the schus to be mekabel pnei shchina, b'chayim chiyusai, while the Chabina Rav was alive, v'hishtashati imoy b'divrei Torah, and I had the opportunity to be mishtasheya with him and talk to him and learning. He'iroisi b'zal divrei kachshon. I was ma'ir some ha'aris on the tshuva that he wrote in the Dovim Meisharim. Mimasha hivanu rayas lahater, as I was ma'ir and shayel to tshuva ziyabiyo emir chelik beis, Ayin Sham, I looked there, it's a whole arichos. And onali kvoy dagoyin zatzal. So the Chabina Rav told me, quote, ki hu savar, he thought, sheshoin hayad mekoymoy lamala. Chabina Rav never saw a wristwatch. The olden days, people had tajzaygers, they had pocket watches. But he had never seen a wristwatch. He said he thought that the watch that the Shoyl was talking about was by his arm. He thought it was all the way on top. He thought it was lefnei shivas akrichas shebizraya, before the seven krichas on the Zraya. So lachen kosav lahachmer. And that's why he was machmer, because that neighborhood, that area by your arm, that's a little more intense. That's where the filling are, that's where the kesher, that's a little bit more serious. Ulam, he said, lafia amur, but he told Maron Avadia, he says, now that you're telling me shemakim shayin ayadu samach lekavayat, it's a wristwatch? It's on the wrist? Moiduhu sheyesh lahakul b'zeh. I'm 100% maskim, ve'en lahachmer klal. And he said, there's no reason to be machmer. Ad kan toirev divrei kotshoy, v'hodor hu l'chol chasidov. This is the way he fears us. Either way, so said Rav Avadya Yosef, you want to know why I'm writing in my tshuv in Yechav Adas? That Rav Toiv Beresh Weidenfeld, the Chabina Rav, he was from the Makilim. I know in the tshuv in Dayv Nesharim, he said, not that way. But kishazochisi l'kabu p'nei shchino, b'chayim chiyusoy, v'shtashati imoy b'divrei Torah. I had a conversation, and it was inspired. The only reason he wrote the tshuva is because the Chabina Rav thought that people that wore watches on their arm weren't on top of their arm, close to where you put your tefillin shalyad, on your zroya. And based on that, he held you should be machmer. But if you can wear it on your wrist, it's not an issue. It's not something you have to be machmer on at all.